It's a rematch 322 days in the making. The District 84 defending champions taking on the team they shocked last March in the district final, the Bad Axe Hatchets. Good evening and welcome to the WLEW Sports Network. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, and to the right of me, as always, is the one and only Coach John Mooney.
That game went into overtime, USA 50-47. You know, 322 days, Clark. There's some people that have some very short and long memories about that. And I know that some people believe that the Hatchets were shortchanged by 1 point, making the overtime not necessary. But anyways, the season ended for the Hatchets, and it did culminate a fantastic two years of pretty doggone good basketball for them. So congratulations to the Hatchets.
USA enters tonight at 6-3 overall, with the Hatchets at 4-5, but both with just one loss in divisional play. USA, Bad Axe, and Reese are all tied up with one loss apiece in the standings, and whoever wins tonight has an early jump start to the Greater Thumb West title race.
Well, I'll tell you what, as far as the being a half a game down and having the game right here in Hatchet territory, you'd think that'd be an advantage for the Hatchets, and we'll see.
It's the divisional play in the Greater Thumb West as you're listening to the WLEW Sports Network.
At Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring, we sell what we run. Countryside Sales and Service is your closest authorized dealer for Mack trailers and parts. Founded by truckers for truckers, Countryside Sales and Service has thousands of parts in stock for Kenworth, Cat, and Mack trailers. Check out our pricing on tires from Michelin, Goodrich, and Uniroyal. Open 6 days a week. Visit our online store at countrysidemi.com. Stack's Market in Owendale has all the necessities of life, including an ATM, full selection of favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, and propane, and much more. Open 7 days, Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without showers.
ATV fans, the 2017 Yamaha Grizzly and Kodiak 700s are at Lindy's Sales. The more powerful than ever Grizzly is engineered for all-day trail excursions on the toughest terrain, and Kodiak 700 delivers class-best performance and value starting at just $69.99. Visit Lindy's Sales, located 10 miles east of Bay City on M25 in Quantico. Yamaha ATVs, real-world tough.
MSRP subject to change. ATVs are recommended for use only by riders age 16 years and older. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. See your dealer or call 1-800-887-2887. ATVs can be hazardous to operate.
The Thumb area is a great place to work, live, and raise a family. If you're looking to sell your home or relocate, call Tri-County Realty in Sebring. People know Tri-County Realty gets results. Dale Bolzman has a great reputation for finding a home or finding a buyer for a home. If you've been looking for that right property and haven't found it or need to sell your home, farm, or resort property, call Tri-County Realty. With over 20 years of real estate experience, client confidence, and loyalty, you can depend on Dale Bolzman or any of his sales staff to get the job done. Call them at 989-883-3130. That's Tri-County Realty in downtown Sebring, where they love saying sold.
Yes, I know I'm running late, but I will be there. The dog got out. I had to chase him. He had to chase the squirrel. I had to chase the garbage man down the street. Just let me finish shaving. I will be there. Oh, really?
There's something happening in our fast-paced lives that just isn't right. We as consumers are becoming so rushed, we are getting excuses instead of service. It almost seems normal. Thumb Cellular is different, providing residents throughout the Thumb area local cellular service you can depend on with a confident commitment to your concerns. That's why there's always a local Thumb Cellular representative available to assist you.
Thanks for calling Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb. How can I help you today?
I am really, really running late. I just got time for two words. Cell phone, toilet.
Don't worry, Mr. Rogers. Not a problem. Could you tell me how long the phone was...
We hope this never happens to you. But if it does, remember Thumb Cellular's one-on-one personal service. And don't flush. Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
It's an ideal time to buy or lease your new car, truck, or SUV, and the ideal place to do that is at Moore's Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. They're home of the highest trade-in allowances in the Thumb and one of the largest inventories of new and GM-certified used vehicles. Perfect for winter and year-round is this brand-new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab LT 4x4 with V8 engine, All-Star package, snowplow package, and trailer package for $0 down and $395 a month with $989 due at signing, based on 39-month, 10,000-mile-per-year lease. Here's another, a brand-new 2017 Chevrolet Traverse all-wheel drive LT All-Star Edition with bucket seats and running boards. Pay zero down and $295 monthly on a 24-month, 10,000-mile-per-year lease with $699 due at signing. Offers targeted to returning Chevy lessees, payments based on GM employee purchase program plus taxes and state fees. All applicable rebates included. Find new roads with your new Chevrolet for more Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring.
Tonight's presentation of the WLAW Sports Network is being presented by Countryside Transportation, Stacks Market of Owendale, Thumb Sailor, the Talk of the Thumb, Kuttinger and Kroll of Sebring, Moore Shoreline, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Sebring, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's, USA Schools, think USA, the Farm Bureau Insurance Agents of Huron County, DS Services of Cass City, for all of your agricultural needs, East Huron TV and Appliance, McVeigh Insurance Agency of Maddox, Tri-County Realty, and Lindy Sales of Quantica Sea. Sailor and internet services for this broadcast provided by Thumb Sailor and the blazing speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the Thumb. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLAW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. It was 322 days ago the last time the USA Patriots and Bad Axe Hatchets squared off on the hardwood, and my oh my, was that a game for the history books. They proved that 32 minutes of basketball was not enough to decide the victor, so an additional period was needed. When all said and done, it was USA 50, Bad Axe 47.
What a difference a whole year made, huh? I mean, last year you had two veteran squads. You could go ahead and pencil in who the starting lineup is because it hadn't changed in 2 years anyways. And then all of a sudden, here we are this year, and I swear both coaches probably don't even know who they're starting tonight.
Both squads look a bit different this year, as John related there too. USA lost some lead roles, such as Aaron Sines and Gage Lopez to graduation, but the Hatchets were hit a bit harder, much like a Hurricane 4 category, with John Messing, Don McLeod, Mason Krug, Andrew Sutton, and of course, Tommy Barnot.
Now, how does one replace such talent? Answer, you don't. And that explains how both teams tonight are still adjusting to the roles that their coaches want them to play, and they're not quite getting it yet. We're halfway, you know, to almost March.
How do you really feel?
Tell you the truth? They better find their roles real quick.
Well, it must be something about that gym in Harbor Beach that requires ball games to come down to the bitter end. As John and I were treated to a thriller of a finish last week on the WLAW Sports Network, Harbor Beach was trailing by big time after each of the first three quarters, but then they rallied back in the final 8 minutes to take the lead with just 1 minute left in regulation.
It was like a perfect storm. I mean, factors coming all together at the same time. That's what aided into the victory that was basically stolen that night, and I think main opponent was reeling ever since.
Final score was Harbor Beach 57, Sandusky 54 in that one. It's now just 39 days until the road to Breslin Center begins. Lakers will be playing the host this year for District 84. They'll be playing Bad Axe in the opening round. The winner goes on to play Harbor Beach, who drew a bye. On the other side of the bracket, Upley drew a bye, and they will face the winner of USA in Cass City. All of this sets up for a potentially dangerous district at Lakers.
This district, I think, is so predictable. It really is. Laker against Bad Axe, toss up. Harbor Beach against the winner, toss up. USA against Cass City, well, okay, that gets a little more predictable. USA destroyed them last time out. Ubley against USA, you got to go ahead and pick USA on that one. And in fact, USA to win it all.
So you're saying it's kind of like a partly cloudy with a chance of rain? Every day?
Widely scattered light.
Widely scattered light, okay, with isolated thunderstorms. Afternoon. And we're treated to, if we're any surprise here, folks, if you've been listening to any of our broadcasts this season for the basketball season with John Mooney and Clark Ramsey, it's been an interesting start to every broadcast as we go on as scheduled around 7:05, 7:08, and then the wheels fall off of a JV game for a good reason, because it's a good matchup what seems every time we get on the air, and we have a lot of great talent coming up with the ranks.
And that's very predictable, too, to tell you the truth. But, yes, we've been treated to some very good JV squads. USA and the Hatchets, they have one of the two best in the area. Right now we have USA leading 63-58 with 2:11 yet to go. But last week we were treated to a really great game between Sandusky and Harbor Beach. Their JVs are very well coached, both of them. It seems like every week we come into a game with the JVs playing, and really the JVs are equally as fun to watch as the varsity game because it's like watching two varsity games at night.
All is well.
In basketball land.
If we could only say the same for everything else. Well, it's time for a short break, and keep it locked on Sports Radio 102.1, your hardwood home for high school hoops, as coming up next, we'll have the Bad Axe Hatches hosting the USA Patriots in the Greater Thumb West on your hardwood home for high school hoops, the WLEW Sports Network.
Get reliable, efficient heat when you need it with a Trane gas furnace from Kundinger & Kroll. Kundinger & Kroll carries built-to-last Trane gas furnaces, the choice for today's modern homes with central heating and air conditioning. Whether you're looking for a variable-speed gas furnace, single or two-stage heating, Kundinger & Kroll has you covered. Trane furnaces are guaranteed to keep your home warmer, your bills lower, and those winter months a little more enjoyable. Stop in today at Kundinger & Kroll in Sebring or call them at 989-883-2770 to find out more about a Trane furnace. Ask about their heat pump units also. Remember, it's hard to stop a train.
If you think now that you're using your propane and you're not happy with your propane provider, you're stuck with the same company till spring, think again. Kohler Propane can switch out your tank this winter with very little interruption to your heating service. Maybe now's the time to step up to the local company and support our Thumb area businesses. If you want great pricing and impeccable service, make the switch to Kohler Propane, serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Call 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
ATV fans, the 2017 Yamaha Grizzly and Kodiak 700s are at Lindy Sales. The more powerful than ever Grizzly is engineered for all-day trail excursions on the toughest terrain. And Kodiak 700 delivers class-best performance and value starting at just $69.99. Visit Lindy Sales, located 10 miles east of Bay City on M25 in Quanicassee. Yamaha ATVs, real world tough.
MSRP subject to change. ATVs are recommended for use only by riders age 16 years and older. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. See your dealer or call 1-800-887-2887. ATVs can be hazardous to operate.
What was that?
Sounds like the washer quit again.
Didn't we just get that fixed? I am sick of sticking money into this washer.
You should see how hard it is on our clothes.
I think it's time to look for something new.
Me too. Let's head up to East Huron TV and Appliance and see what's new.
Hi, this is Jeremy Roth with East Huron TV and Appliance, inviting you to come check out all the new laundry innovations we have to offer. With brands like Whirlpool, Maytag, and Amana, you know you'll be getting a great product. Did you know that washers today can use less than half the water your current washer is using? Whether you're looking for a huge capacity top load washer, now featuring low profile agitators, or a top performing front load washer, you're sure to find what you want from our huge selection. And make sure to check out the new Maytag laundry sets with a 10-year limited warranty. So stop in at East Huron TV and Appliance today, just 1 mile east of the downtown light in Bad Axe.
Listening to the WLAW Sports Network as the Bad Axe Hatchets are playing host tonight in the Greater Thumb West to the USA Patriots. Clark Ramsey and John Moo with your call tonight. Join us today behind the board. That would be Dominic Tribodeau back in the station and join us, Tramboli, close enough. And join us here in the booth would be Jake Kennedy from the sales staff, and he'll be doing the hockey matchups come here in March on March 11th. Great day. Great day, I will say, March 11th. We have 1 minute remaining in the JV game, and this one's starting to come down to the bitter end, as there was a one-possession game with 1 minute left, and then when USA was bringing the ball down, actually the officials called a technical foul on the Bad Axe coaching staff. So that put the USA to the line for two shots. They went one for two, and now it's a four-point ball game with USA with the ball, 64-60. Of course, this is the JV game before our true matchup begins tonight. With 47 seconds left, that puts USA's JV back to the free throw line, shooting two shots in double bonus. John, we were talking about this last segment here too, but I've been very impressed with the confidence both teams have shown and the ability to execute.
These are quality teams. They're well coached, and they've got some pretty good talent, and they surprise you a little bit. How many times do we get a chance to see them? Maybe, twice, three times a year. But they change just a trifle, a little bit as time, you know, and then you get to the final product. Here we are, you know, halfway through. It's just amazing to watch what these kids can do.
John, I have a question here. So, of course, Ben Axe has done a lot of upgrades to the facility here. New paint job on the floor, resurfaced the entire floor. New sound system, some cameras in here, did some really nice upgrades, including they now have the fight song on the wall. The words. And I'm curious, it has the whole thing, fight on to victory, and then parentheses, rah, 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 but the first time only. Why can't you rah, rah the second time?
Personally, I think you can rah, rah anytime you want to. I think this
it's against the rules, though. It says first time only in clear, large letters.
I don't know. To me, I think people should improvise and embellish every chance they get. Come in here, and if you're singing some semi-close to what it actually is, you know, that's okay. It's all in the try. You know what I mean?
I think you rah-rahed too much there.
Do I know any of the words?
I hope so. It's written right on the wall. What is the fight song? What college is it?
There's no college song.
It's
that
original.
Bad Axe.
That's
it
right.
It is an original song.
I forgot about that. The only one in the area, I do believe.
I mean, Harbor Beach is Illinois loyalty. Hubley is the Notre Dame fight song.
Yep. Lakers is Michigan State.
Yep.
Who has Wisconsin? Is it USA?
Do they?
I think.
They might. Yeah, that's right.
We'll see. The student section is out in full force tonight. It's beach night, apparently.
But the Hatchets have their own. And, you know, that's unique.
Hail, Bad Axe, hail.
Did Andy Nowak write that?
That's what I'm being told.
Well, I'll be darned.
So if you can tell, the JV game is still going on. As you're listening to the WLEW Sports Network, it's 25 seconds left. USA leads by 3 points, 65-62. And we have a timeout called as everyone's trying to reorganize here.
So the technical foul that was called on them basically wasted 35 seconds.
Technically.
Technically speaking.
That's rather possessive, though, for who has the ball.
But it is a one-possession ball game, 65-62, 25.4 to go. Is there a chance for OT?
Why'd you have to go and say that? I mean, come on now. Friday nights, that is a swear word, in my opinion, at least during the JV game.
Knock on, well, there's no wood around here unless it's on the floor.
Well, I was going back on the schedule from last year. And one game popped out in my, obviously for USA, that six overtime ball game with Sanford Meridian Early College. That's an entire another basketball game. 4 minutes per overtime. You're playing a lot of additional
basketball.
That's
a lot of ball.
That's a lot of basketball.
Landon Zimmer of the JV Patriots, though, he assured me that this is not going to go into overtime.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was standing right here just a second ago.
Okay.
So. He says, we got this.
He's guaranteeing it, per se. 17 seconds left. Bad Axe fouls yet again and sends number one for USA to the line.
That's Nash Morton.
Yes, it would be.
Freshman.
He's a freshman. A lot of freshmen on the squad. Only six sophomores for USA's JV. And a whole slew. Looks like about 10 of them, 9 of them.
What I don't understand is how they can go to the three-point stripe, swish that thing, and then go to the foul line and shank it. I have no idea how that is.
Well, you can technically take your free throw 3 inches inside the arc, and it still counts as a free throw.
I would say.
Maybe they need the noise. I don't know.
Maybe they need somebody to guard them. You know, that'd be an option. I want somebody to guard me.
Well, they made new rules. The photographers in press cannot be in the lane on the baseline this year.
That's smart.
And they claim for safety. Now, having said that, we're right here at Center Court. John, I think every time we've been here, we've had at least a basketball blow through our set, if not a person. The only thing that hasn't come through our set is an official.
They've been avoiding us like the plague.
Absolutely. So with 3 seconds left, this one's just about over. And it is Bad Axe ball underneath their own hoop with 3.6 seconds left. It's USA JV 66, Bad Axe 62. And Bad Axe inbounds it, takes the three up, and it's good.
And if he would have been fouled on that,
it would have counted for something. But it's a one-point victory for the USA Patriots as they hang on in the junior varsity matchup. USA JV 66, Bad Axe 65. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. When we return, we'll break down the USA Patriots and the Bad Axe Hatchets on your Harwood home for high school hoops, Sports Radio 102.1.
January is School Board Recognition Month, and the Unionville Sebring Area School District is joining school districts across the state to thank these community members for their untiring dedication to public education. This is George Ryerson, Superintendent of USA Schools. Serving on a school board has been described as the toughest volunteer job in America. Yet, Michigan's public school board members dedicate countless personal hours to attending meetings, school functions, and hours of preparation for the decisions they make. Our school board team at USA develops policies and makes tough decisions that help shape the future of our educational system. We would like to salute our board members, including Lori Kemp, President, Mark Zimmer, Vice President, Kurt Ewald, Secretary, Terry Green, Treasurer, Michelle Curry, Trustee, Brian Dyer, Trustee, and Sandra Gettle, Trustee. We proudly join educators and community members in saluting these education advocates as they provide vision and leadership for student achievement, academic programs, district funding, and school facilities. For more information on USA Public Schools, visit our website at www.think-usa.org.
The Huron County Farm Bureau agents would like to make sure that you get to and from all the sporting events this winter safely while saving money. Everyone knows that high school sports mean a lot to the community, so make sure to go out and support your local teams. There's no better place to go this basketball season to be local and save money than Farm Bureau Insurance. Farm Bureau Insurance has been working for you since 1949 to help keep your loved ones safe, especially during the winter months. Stop by and see one of your local Farm Bureau agents. Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, Harrison Gundon in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, and Deb Croswick in Unionville. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Listen to the WLAW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLAWsports.com. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight as the USA Patriots hit the road and travel to the county seat of Huron in the great state of Michigan. They're taking on the Bad Axe Hatchets in a Greater Thumb West showdown. The USA Patriots enter tonight, I believe, at 6-3. I could be wrong there. Who knows the way tonight's going. USA's best win, I would have to say, is against Bay City John Glenn, where they won by 14 points, 55-41. Their worst loss would have to be just this past Wednesday at Caro, 62-67. USA is 3-1 in the Greater Thumb West. That puts them in first place in a three-way tie, also with Bad Axe and Reese, each with one loss. USA is coached by Mark Gainforth, commander-in-chief for many terms, with Steve Bonnet as VP. In the past five seasons, the Patriots have gone 52-35, good enough for a .597 batting average, including one divisional trophy and two district titles. Offense has not been an issue for the Red, White, and Blue so far in the 2016-17 season. In their nine games so far, they have scored 60 points or more five times, including 85 against Cass City. On average, USA scores 65 points on the nose per game, while their defense is not far behind, allowing just 45.8 a game. So it's a positive margin of victory equal to 19.2 points. Last season, the Patriots won 8-1 at home, but only 7-4 on the road. This year, they're 3-1 at home and 3-2 on the road. They lost to Flint Academy West on the road by 3 and at Carroll by 5. When USA leaves the area of Unionville and Sebring, they actually score a basket more up to 66.4, but their defense gives up 3 more, allowing 48 points. So on the road, it's USA by 18.4. Mark Gainforth and his squad last season fell to Bad Axe both times in the regular season, at home by 11 and at Bad Axe losing by 6. But they did get the last laugh with a 50-47 overtime thriller in the district final. So going by the Bad Axe USA matchups from last year, the average score is USA 48, Bad Axe 52. Now, John Moon, let's take a look inside that USA huddle.
Well, in this first meeting between these two squads, Coach Mark Gainforth's talented USA Patriots, you would think that they have matured, but they're going through a little bit of a swoon here, or we'll call it end of the January jitters. Let's call it that way. But I still believe that they have a balanced attack. They have a great inside game, and they have a great outside game, too, and it's difficult to cover. You have seniors Michael Kemp, juniors Isaiah Williamson on the inside. Outside, it features four pure scorers, and you have the brothers. You have Harrison Kramer. You had sophomore Micah Kramer, Harrison being the senior. Junior Hunter Bone and sophomore Tyler Heckroth. They have been giving teams fits the whole season.
The Patriots' story, they started the season out like a cannonball at Bunker Hill, defeating Harbor Beach 79-38 in Harbor Beach. Their next game, they gave up home court advantage, falling to Marlette, perhaps the best team in the Greater Thumb Conference, by 8 points, and then rattled off four straight victories to take them into divisional play.
You know, losing to Flint Academy West, I don't think that's really a big deal. But they also, the fact they just, you know, came back from that game by crushing Cass City 85-41, still solidified the fact that USA was the team that was going to be the one to look to beat in the Greater Thumb Conference West. But losing to Carroll recently, and of course Reese avenging their earlier loss.
The night after,
that
right?
was, what, two nights ago.
The 24th was Carroll, the 25th was Reese.
Exactly. I mean, having two losses like that right in a row, that's got to go ahead and kind of work on your psyche just a little bit. So, I don't know. It gets one to think. What do you think, Clark?
Well, USA is currently on a two-game losing streak in losing three of their last four. Losing to Carroll on the road 62-67, and then against Reese the next night, this past Wednesday, 65-57. That marked the first victory on Tuesday for the Carroll Tigers over USA since at least 2010, as unfortunately as far as we can go back thanks to the MHSA. And only two home games from now until February 21st for USA, which includes four on the road during that same time.
That's going to be the proof of the pudding. What do you do on the road?
Well,
here we are.
We'll find out after a short break. We'll take a look at the Bad Axe Hatchets on the WLAW Sports Network, Sports Radio 102.1 and WLAWSports.com.
If you are considering new or additional grain storage facilities this year, contact DS Services of Cass City right away and take advantage of preseason savings by ordering now. DS Services is your primary source for farm or commercial grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a whole new grain storage and handling facility, called DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services, and they maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3 truck and all-terrain cranes, ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach. They're suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Dearest Colette, it has been a fortnight since I last received your correspondence, and I have treasured it deeply. I write to you now in the hopes that this message receives you well, though I know not when or even if you shall receive it. Lord willing, then my love shall reach you. Sincerely, Reginald. And now hit send.
What?
No bars? No! No! Oh, no!
Is your outdated phone or inconsistent cell service making you feel out of touch with the modern world? It's time to leap into the future with 4G LTE service from Thumb Cellular. The guaranteed best coverage and most dependable service throughout the Thumb area, the latest smartphones, and local offices you can stop into in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Visit Thumb Cellular today, and then you'll know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
Listening to your hardwood home for high school hoops, the WLAW Sports Network on Sports Radio 102.1 FM and live and worldwide at WLAWsports.com. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight as the Bad Axe Hatchets are hosting the USA Patriots. The Hatchets enter tonight at 4-5 overall. Their best win would be at Lakers on the road 48-42. Their worst loss would be at Reese where they got nearly doubled up 34-66. They sit at 2-1 in league play, which is tied for first with USA and Reese, technically just a half game back from USA, who all have just one loss in the Greater Thumb West. The Hatchets are coached by Mark Krug at the helm now for four seasons, who has gone 48-25 in those 3.5 seasons, going for a .657 batting average. Bad Axe is coming off perhaps one of their best seasons in school history, after going 20-0 in the regular season, but falling to the pesky USA Patriots in the district final in overtime, 47-50. Graduation had a large impact on the program in the offseason, as they're still trying to find their sea legs, and that includes their offense. Through 9 games, Bad Axe has been able to muster just 40.4 points a game, but their defense has been keeping them in those games, allowing just 43.2, so a negative 2.8 average overall. Of the 9 games this season, the Hatchets have had to pack their bags 7 times, with just 2 matchups taking place within the county seat, tonight being the third. When at home, the Blue and Gold have split at 1-1, scoring 44 on average and giving up 42, so plus 2 at home. For the past 2 regular seasons, Bad Axe has had USA's number, going 4-0 in that span during the regular season. The past 2 district finals have seen these 2 squads, Bad Axe winning in 2015, and USA winning in 2016. Now, John Mooney, why don't you tell us about the roster of the Bad Axe Hatchets?
Well, with the loss of all the kids from last year's team, Coach Mark Krug's Bad Axe Hatchets, they are still sorting out their roles. They're still trying to figure things out. But they still play good defense. Can't underline that enough. Bad Axe, though, has struggled on offense, and they do have a senior, Martin Messing, that averages in double figures. He is the go-to guy on this team. However, the Hatchets need some consistency with at least 2 more options, maybe even 3. You've got seniors Clark Brady, Ryan Haleski, Zach Arntz, even though Zach is not going to be playing tonight. These are the ones that are going to be needed to get some scoring punch into the lineup, and they are, I can't emphasize more, is that you need to have at least 3 kids in double figures in order to be successful.
The Hatchets' livelihood, lose 2, win 2, lose 2, with a chance to make it another win 2, with a victory tonight. They start out the season losing in overtime to Bay City All Saints in overtime, 40-48. They beat Kingston on the road, but lost to Harbor Beach and Ubley to close out the interesting year of 2016. In the new year, Bad Axe has gone 3-2 with victories over Vassar, Lakers, and most recently, Sandusky on Wednesday, 39-34.
Now the Hatchets, they may not score a lot, but neither do their opponents. So the biggest Achilles heel for the Hatchets is, first of all, getting shots in the paint. They are a little deficient at that. And also, foul shooting. When they get to the line, it's anyone's guess, okay? So they need to see improvement in those 2 areas tonight if they're going to go ahead and bring home a victory.
Bad Axe is currently, if you would call that, a 1-game win streak. Sounds like the Detroit Red Wings. After tonight, it's 2 games on the road next week against Cass City and Vassar before hosting Saginaw Arts and Sciences and Lakers the following week. We are 2 minutes away from tipping off in Banax, Michigan between the USA Patriots and the Banax Hatchets on the WLAW Sports Network.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
It's now time for the Crystal Ball Forecast presented by Sure, where better health makes for a better life. Ask yourself, are you sure? John, are you sure?
Tell you the truth.
Are you well?
I'm not sure of anything anymore, but that crystal ball is going to be in front of us soon enough anyway, so here we go.
Well, the standings currently are Clark Ramsey at 3, John Mooney 0.
No matter what, Clark Ramsey needs to go ahead and go first at least two more times to catch up.
Well, Las Vegas has USA favored by 13.5 points. I'm going to take USA by 18 tonight.
Well, okay. I'm going to take USA by 17.
Oh, he's taking the under. Okay, we'll see how it goes. And we return, we'll have the starting lineups for you on the WLAW Sports Network.
What was that?
Sounds like the washer quit again.
Didn't we just get that fixed? I am sick of sticking money into this washer.
You should see how hard it is on our clothes.
I think it's time to look for something new.
Me too. Let's head up to East Huron TV and Appliance and see what's new.
Hi, this is Jeremy Roth with East Huron TV and Appliance, inviting you to come check out all the new laundry innovations we have to offer. With brands like Whirlpool, Maytag, and Amana, you know you'll be getting a great product. Did you know that washers today can use less than half the water your current washer is using? Whether you're looking for a huge capacity top load washer, now featuring low profile agitators, or a top performing front load washer, you're sure to find what you want from our huge selection. And make sure to check out the new Maytag laundry sets with a 10-year limited warranty. So stop in at East Huron TV and Appliance today, just 1 mile east of the downtown light in Bad Axe.
Make good on your New Year's resolution. Head for more Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring and pick out your brand new Chevrolet and find new roads. Here are just two of the many new 2017 Chevrolets ready to drive off the lot as soon as the paperwork's complete. A 2017 Chevrolet Trax LT front-wheel drive with 4G LTE Wi-Fi hotspot, Bluetooth, power seat, and keyless start for zero down and $124 a month with $999 due at signing. Or choose the all-new 2017 Chevrolet Cruze Hatchback LT with remote and keyless start, power seat and heated seats, and more. Zero down with just $999 due at signing puts you in a stylish economical ride for only $114 a month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring. Targeted to returning Chevy lessees, $999 due at signing based on 24-month lease with 10,000 free miles per year. Payments based on GM employee purchase program plus taxes and state fees, all applicable rebates included.
Now we'll find out our starting lineups for tonight's ball game. First, starting for the opposing on the road USA Patriots, coached by Mark Gainforth and Steve Bone. Number 2, 5'11 sophomore Tyler Heckroth. Number 11, a 5'8 sophomore Micah Kramer. Number 15, a 6'3 senior, the older brother Harrison Kramer. Number 21, 5'11 senior Macklin Gettle. And number 44, 6'3 senior Mike Kemp. John Mooney, Hunter Bone not out there starting up at least tonight.
That is a different look for the Patriots. Maybe the coach is trying something new.
For the Hatchets tonight, number 10, Ryan Hileski, a 6-foot senior guard. Number 11, a 5'9 senior guard. That'd be Brendan Jurgis. Number 21, Martin Messig. We've heard it. We're familiar with him, a 6'3 senior at forward. Number 22, Clark Brady, great first name, 6'2" senior forward. And number 33, Austin Mosak, a 6'4" junior, starting at center. John Mooney, first thoughts from tonight.
Well, we're going to see some different lineups. We're going to see some action. I just wonder how all this is going to work for the USA Patriots. Let's see, Coach Gameforth is sending a message to some of the folks that are starting on the bench. And they're going to, I'm sure, get off the bench and see if their play improves over their two-game losing streak. For the Hatchets, they are missing, again, Zach Arntz, and they have to play over that loss. And they have Austin Mosak in the lineup replacing Zach. And pretty much everything else remains the same with Brady, Messing, Jurgis, and Haleski in the lineup.
USA will be going to the left side of your radio. Bad Axe in their home white uniforms. New jerseys tonight going to the right. And the tip is won on second effort by USA. And here come the Patriots. Tyler Heckroth on the left wing. Passes over to the right wing. And back up to Harrison Kramer on top of the key. Over to Heckroth, left wing. Being guarded by Bad Axe in a man-to-man defense. Kemp in the lane. Kicks it back out to Gettle for three. He nails it. Macklin Gettle with the first points for USA. It's 3-0 Patriots. 7.5 to play in the first quarter. USA coming out in their press. And Mark Messing in trouble. And we have a held ball. And the possession arrow in favor of the Hatchets will give Bad Axe a second chance to begin this ball game. 3-0 right away. USA leading Bad Axe.
I'll tell you what, they're starting out pretty fast and furious.
No kidding.
No hesitation out of Gettle.
Martin Messing gets across the timeline, goes into the trap, and we have a whistle. And this will be a block against USA. It'll be the first team foul of the night. And I believe that will go against number two, Tyler Heckroth, his first team's first. Bannock's ball out of bounds right in front of the USA bench, left to right across your radio. White uniforms, yellow stripe down the sides, Bannock's across their chests, blue numbers with gold outline. Haleski back to Martin Messing right at midcourt. Dribbles to the right wing. Being guarded by Macklin Gettle, and they're going to say Macklin Gettle blocked him. Moving screen on the defense, if that is such a thing. And it'll be a foul against him.
Yep,
first foul
Macklin,
for Macklin.
Macklin got him on the block. Kind of impeded his progress.
A little bit. Impeding traffic, that'll be a $40 fine. No points on their driver's license. Inbounds to Martin Messing into a double team. Against him at the right wing. Now he dribbles all the way top of the key and tries to feed it over to Brendan Jurgis. He can't hang on to it, but in the last second, it's finally picked off by Macklin Gettle. First turnover for the Hatchets tonight, trailing 3-0 to USA. USA on offense to the left wing, to the top of the key, to Harrison Kramer. Dribbles down to the free throw line, to the right block, kicks it into the corner. Nothing there. That would be number 11, Micah Kramer, the sophomore. Heckroth at the right wing, dribbling against Haleski. Feeds it down to Harrison Kramer. Fadeaway jump shot from the right block, and this one's nothing but the bottom of the net. 2 points for Harrison Kramer, 5 for USA. 5-0, 6.5 to play in the first quarter. Clark Brady to Martin Messing. USA flying all over this court in the full court press. Over to the right wing, Brendan Jurgis can't hang on to it, and they're going to say it is Bad Axe ball, last touched by a blue jersey. USA in their road blue uniforms, white stripes down the side with red highlights. USA across their chests. White numbers, red outline.
And USA has brought tremendous energy to this game. And that's exactly what the Hatchets are going to have to do to match them. They're going to have to attack the basket every chance they get.
Clark Brady takes the free throw for a free throw jump shot. This one's no good. Rebound, Jurgis. And this one is blocked out of the gym. And here comes USA. We have a whistle on the far side of your radio as Mike Kemp had it, the free throw line. And he had a Hatchet defender all over him. So this foul will go against number 21, Macklin. Excuse me, that wrong team
Martin
there.
Messing.
Martin Messing, his first and Bad Axe's first team foul. 6:03 left in the first quarter. It's 5-0 USA, and they're on offense. Underneath their own hoop, inbounds it to Macklin Gettle. He can't get that one to fall. Rebound, Clark Brady. Here comes the Hatchets. In transition, down to number 33, Austin Mosak. Mike Kemp gets his second block of the night. Mosak gets his own rebound, though, and puts it in for the first 2 points for the Hatchets tonight. 5-2 in transition. Macklin Gettle goes the other way. Martin Messing, after being rejected by the bottom of the rim, Martin Messing brings it in. Neither team wasting any time getting up the court. Top of the key. Martin Messing into the corner. Brendan Jurgis back out to Messing. USA nearly steals it. Martin Messing pulls up for three. He got it. Martin Messing with his first points tonight. It's a three, and we're tied at five.
Martin Messing's percentage out there in three-point land is becoming better every game he plays.
Harrison Kramer at the right block goes into traffic. That one's no good. Rebound, though, brought in by number 11, Micah Kramer. First, and Michael Kemp at the left block goes up and it's deflected. And rebound to Bad Axe as they start to slow things down. Martin Messing over to the right wing to Ryan Hileski, dribbling back up to the top of the key.
Anything in the corner is going to be trapped.
USA coming out in zone defense, and this one's thrown out of bounds by Ryan Hileski. That will be the second turnover of the night for the Hatchets. Tied at five apiece, 4:51 left in the first quarter. USA's Micah Kramer inbounding to Harrison Kramer, making it a family affair. Todd Kramer in the stands tonight, as always, the entire clan. To the left wing, Macklin Gettle into the corner. Harrison Kramer feeds it down to Michael Kemp, going against Mozak, back out to Heckroth, feeds it down to Michael Kemp. Oh. Give and go, it would be the thumb version of an alley-oop, and Mike Kemp gets it in for 2 points, 7-5.
Give the assist to Heckroth. That was quite a pass.
Tipped pass out of bounds. Last touch by Heckroth will give Bad Axe the ball three-quarters of the way away from their hoop. And Clark Brady gets the inbound. Over to Brandon Jurgis, trying to flip the court to get through that press, and they do. Jurgis at the left wing, back into Martin Messing, over to the right wing to Clark Brady, pulls up for three. He got it! Bad Axe takes the lead, 8-7. Harrison Kramer goes down the left block, and he draws the foul as he goes up for the bunny from the left side. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. This will be the second team foul against the Hatchets, and goes against number 33, Austin Mozak, that 6'4" junior. 8-7, Bad Axe leading USA with 4:07 left in the first quarter.
Something that should concern the Hatchets is the ease of which the Patriots are getting inside the paint.
Free throw is good from Harrison Kramer, if that's any surprise. Perhaps one of the best free throw shooters in the entire conference. As Michael Kemp, Micah Kramer, and Macklin Gettle all sit down. Isaiah Williamson, the tall man in, as well as number 24 for USA, Gavin Zimmer. And Hunter Bone checks in for the first time tonight. Second free throw from Harrison Kramer is good, and the lead is back into the USA camp. 2-for-2 for Harrison Kramer. He's now 4 points on the night of USA's 9. Bad Axe with substitution. That would be number 14.
Joe Messing,
5'10", junior. Martin Messing crosses the timeline, now all the way down to the baseline. Double team, skip pass over to Clark Brady on the give and go. Into the lane, right-hand layup is good. Clark Brady with 5. Bad Axe back out by 1 point, 10-9. Our third lead change tonight. We've had one tie. Hunter Bone in the lane, kicks it back out to the left wing, back up to Hunter Bone. Being guarded by Martin Messing from 8 feet, gets a screen from the right side from Zach Fritz. And we have a whistle with limited motion, and the official is going to hold us in suspense of who it's against. That will be against,
Austin Mozak?
Believe, number 33, Austin Mozak, and he's in early foul trouble with 2 fouls. So the 6'4" junior sits down. He's replaced by number 25. That would be Jackson Motes, a 6'2" senior. 3:34 left in the first. It's 10-9. Bad Axe leading USA in Bad Axe. Hunter Bone, left wing, dribbles into the lane, into traffic, goes up, and a little bit of acrobats gets it to fall. 2 points for Hunter Bone, making his presence known early. 11-10. USA now leads by 1. Ryan Hileski across the timeline over to Joe Messing in the right block. He goes up for the shot, and he lost his footing and goes out of bounds, and this will be USA ball. Third turnover for the Hatchets tonight.
Joe had the right idea, just the wrong execution. He had a man open underneath and just couldn't get the ball to him. But the Hatchets did know that they had to attack that pressure.
3 minutes left in the first quarter. 11-10, USA leads by a mere point. They were leading 5-0 to start this game, and then Bad Axe came back on their own 5-0 run. Hunter Bone to the left corner to Isaiah Williamson, first touch of the night. Kicks it over to the right block, opposite block, goes up for Zach Fritz, and it's in for 2 points. 13-10, USA extends it to 3. Bad Axe breaks the press, Ryan Hileski and Clark Brady over to Joe Messing, right wing, and it's picked off by Gavin Zimmer, and then they say he traveled with it. So the first turnover USA of the night, and the fourth for Bad Axe, but no damage done for the Hatchets, all said and done.
Martin Messing, he had a really a relief on his face. He was looking like, I hope I got caught with my hands in the cookie jar on that one.
We have a 30-second timeout called by Bad Axe with 2:44 left in the first quarter. 13-10, USA leads.
ATV fans, the 2017 Yamaha Grizzly and Kodiak 700s are at Lindy Sales. The more powerful than ever Grizzly is engineered for all-day trail excursions on the toughest terrain, and Kodiak 700 delivers class-best performance and value starting at just $69.99. Visit Lindy Sales, located 10 miles east of Bay City on M25 in Quantico-Sea. Yamaha ATVs, real-world tough.
MSRP subject to change. ATVs are recommended for use only by riders age 16 years and older. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. See your dealer or call 1-800-887-2887. ATVs can be hazardous to operate.
Coming out of the timeout, Martin Messing launches a three from the top of the key. Rebound USA. We're headed the other way. And then Martin Messing steals it away from the USA. He misses the left-handed layup. The rebound is still loose, and it's out of bounds. Last touched by a white jersey.
Martin took it up hand on the left side, and it's kind of like why he missed it. Yeah.
And they're actually going to reverse that call as they had their hand signals wrong. It'll be Bad Axe ball underneath their own hoop. Clark Brady passes into Haleski, feeds it down to Moats. And now they're going around the horn, and finally, it is a loose ball on the far sideline, and they're going to say it was last touched by USA. A little sloppy possession there, but Bad Axe still on offense. 2:17 left in the first quarter. Trailing USA by 3 points, 13-10. Ryan Haleski to Martin Messing. Right wing pulls up for three. This one's off the mark. Rebound brought in by Moats. And now we have a held ball, and this will go USA's way.
Bad Axe right now needs somebody to post up. They need a presence on the inside. The problem is that you have your point guard who is 6'3". He's probably the tallest one out there, so can do.
The mystical USA chant fires up. They have it on the left wing in Isaiah Williamson, and he can't hang on to it. It's a little out of his reach. And this will be the third turnover for USA tonight. Bad Axe with four, USA with three turnovers. It's still a three-point ball game. Bad Axe with 10, USA with 13, 1:51 left in the first quarter. Jackson Moats sits down. He's replaced by number 42, Wyatt Humphrey Phillips, perhaps the best name in the Greater Thumb Conference.
With the most letters.
Most definitely. USA tips the inbounds out. Bad Axe will try this one again, about 88 feet from their own hoop now. And we have another substitution. Brennan Jurgis sits down, and he's replaced by number, I believe,
14.
14. Joe Messing's back in for the ball game. Martin Messing passes into Joe Messing and scooped up by USA. And Hunter Bone takes the mid-range jump shot from the left side of the lane, and it's in for 2 points. That's four for him and 5-point lead for the Patriots. Joe Messing loses a handle inside their own paint, and it's another turnover. And here come the Patriots, leading by five with 90 seconds left in the first quarter. Williamson at the right elbow, gets down to the right block, feeds it inside, and he can't get it anywhere. And he caught his own pass, except he's standing out of bounds. And Joe Messing sits down, and Brennan Jurgis back in, going offense for defense now for Bad Axe. 1:22 left in the first, 5-point game. USA 15, Bad Axe 10. Bad Axe trying to break the USA press. Classic trap at midcourt, and they get through it. Clark Brady to Ryan Haleski, right block. Hook shot is up off the mark. Rebound brought in by Wyatt Humphrey Phillips, and the rebound is brought in by Martin Messing. That's one in for 2 points. Martin Messing with five on the night. 15-12, USA by three, less than a minute to play in the first. Hunter Bone goes into the lane. This lets it fly. This one's off the mark. Fading away, rebound Clark Brady. Bad Axe definitely out-rebounding USA on the night. They have 8 rebounds to USA's 2. Ryan Haleski into the corner, down to the right block, turns and takes the layup. That would be Humphrey Phillips for 2 points. First two for him. We're back to a 1-point game, 15-14, USA by one. 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Hunter Bone dribbling against Martin Messing from about 12 feet, 3 feet from midcourt. Right to left across your radio are the Patriots in this first half. Over to the left wing to Gavin Zimmer. Gets a screen. from Fritz. Fritz wide open in the left block. Can't get it to fall. And rebound, Humphrey Phillips.
Humphrey Phillips just might be the presence that the Hatches need on the inside.
He's the difference, and we have an over in the back, over and back call against Bad Axe. And that will be their seventh turnover of the quarter with 6.2 seconds left.
That's too many. You got to take care of that ball.
USA has four.
That's, well, with the pace of this game, that's about right.
I'm not surprised. Hunter Bone goes into the lane with 1 second left, goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. And so he will go to the free throw line for two shots. Hunter Bone with two field goals on the night, first trip to the free throw line. And this foul goes against number 21 of Bad Axe. That'd be Martin Messing, his second, and team's fourth. Martin Messing sits down. He will be sitting down after the first free throw. A little miscommunication from the scorer's table. 0.9 seconds left, and Hunter Bones at the free throw line shooting two for USA as they lead by 1 point. Taking his time, lets it release. Nice arc, and it's off the front of the iron. No good.
Now, he has a high percentage from foul line, and if that's a rare miss. I haven't seen him miss too many times this year. That might be the first.
Joe Messing replaces Martin Messing for the final second of the first quarter. Hunter Bone trying his second here after he missed his first, and this one's good. That's more like it. Hunter Bone with five, and USA leads by two, 16-14 in the inbound, and that's how we got to the end of the first quarter. USA leads by 2 points after four lead changes in one tie in the first 8 minutes of the WLW Sports presentation of USA at Bad Axe in the Greater Thumb West.
At Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring, we sell what we run. Countryside Sales and Service is your closest authorized dealer for Mack trailers and parts. Founded by truckers for truckers, Countryside Sales and Service has thousands of parts in stock for Kenworth, Cat, and Mack trailers. Check out our pricing on tires from Michelin, Goodrich, and Uniroyal. Open 6 days a week. Visit our online store at countrysidemi.com. Stack's Market in Owendale has all the necessities of life, including an ATM, full selection of favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, and propane, and much more. Open 7 days, Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without showers.
The Thumb area is a great place to work, live, and raise a family. If you're looking to sell your home or relocate, call Tri-County Realty in Sebring. People know Tri-County Realty gets results. Dale Bolzman has a great reputation for finding a home or finding a buyer for a home. If you've been looking for that right property and haven't found it or need to sell your home, farm, or resort property, call Tri-County Realty. With over 20 years of real estate experience, client confidence, and loyalty, you can depend on Dale Bolzman or any of his sales staff to get the job done. Call them at 989-883-3130. That's Tri-County Realty in downtown Sebring, where they love saying sold.
Bad Axe gets the first possession, starting the second quarter, gets it down to Wyatt Humphrey Phillips in the left block, and he can't hang on to it, and it goes right out of bounds. That would be the eighth turnover for Bad Axe tonight. Seven in the first quarter. It's 16-14. USA leads by 2 points.
Wyatt's going to have to kick it out just as fast because they're collapsing on him.
To the left wing, that would be Micah Kramer, the sophomore back out there. He starred tonight. At 5'8". Heckroth back out there as well for USA into Micah Kramer. Down to Michael Kemp, left wing. Left block, excuse me, over to the right corner for Harrison Kramer. Three, no good, and it's brought in by Joe Messing of the Hatchets. USA steals it as Banks tries to break the press, and Macklin Gettle makes him pay for it. And he has 2 points. That's five for him. On the night, 4 point lead for USA, 18-14. 7 minutes left in the second quarter. Bad Axe breaking the press. Gets across midcourt. Brendan Jurgis to Clark Braid to the right wing to Holeski down to the baseline. And Mike Kemp with his third block of the night as Joe Messing is rejected as that ball nearly went out into the outside hallway.
That was quite impressive.
Not bad. We've seen him do it for now three seasons. A 6'3" senior certainly can get up. Joe Messing sits down.
Is he a high jumper?
I certainly hope so.
He ought to be.
Clark Brady inbounds to Martin Messing, right wing. He's out there with two fouls, mind you. Clark Brady in the left corner. Going down the baseline, we have a block called against USC.